Okay, so get ready to dive into the world of cell phone towers.
Buckle up.
Because today we're talking about making them crazy efficient. Not by making them bigger, but with, like, a software upgrade.
Yeah, think of it as boosting their brain power, not their brawn.
Exactly. We're talking about handling more data more smoothly without those constant hardware upgrades.
Because let's face it, the hardware is pretty impressive as it is. The real bottleneck is, well, it's like this. Imagine a crowded room, everyone talking at once.
Ooh, like a party where you can't hear yourself think.
Exactly. Now imagine your phone trying to have a conversation in that chaos. That's kind of what's going on inside a cell tower.
So how do our phones even work then?
Well, that's where some clever tech comes in, like DSCDMA. Basically, it's like giving everyone at that party a different language.
So it's not about quieting the crowd, but making sure everyone has their own channel to talk on.
You got it. But even then, things get messy. Signals overlap, things get muddled.
And that's where this research paper comes in.
Right.
They're tackling that interference problem head on.
Right. They're looking at multi-user detection, or MUD, which is basically like a super-powered filter for those signals.
Okay, so we're already wading into acronym territory, but stay with me, folks.
No worries. It's not as complicated as it sounds.
So MUD is like a bouncer at the cell tower, making sure only the right signals get through.
Kind of. It's more like, imagine a cocktail party, everyone talking, and you're trying to focus on just one conversation.
And MUD helps me tune out all the extra noise.
Exactly. There are actually some really clever algorithms that can do this separation amazingly well.
But those probably take a lot of computing power, right? That's got to be the catch.
There's always a catch. Traditionally, yeah, these algorithms were too demanding for cell towers to run in real time, but...
But this research found a workaround. Spill the beans.
GPUs, they're tapping into the power of those graphics cards that make your video games look amazing.
Wait, so they're using gaming tech to boost cell towers? That's wild.
It's a game changer, really. This MUD method they're using, it's perfect for parallel processing.
Okay, break that down for me. What's so special about parallel processing?
Well, think about it like this. Instead of one super brain trying to solve a huge problem.
Which is what our phones are doing now.
Yeah, kind of. But with parallel processing, it's like having a whole team of smaller brains, each tackling a tiny piece of the puzzle at the same time.
And GPUs are good at that because they have all those cores, right?
Exactly. They're built for this kind of workload. It's like having an army of mathematicians all working on the same problem simultaneously.
So they took these gaming GPUs seriously and pointed them at this signal problem.
Yep, they tested it all out on actual hardware.
So like real world, head-to-head, CPU versus GPU.
Exactly. Your standard Intel CPUs, the kind you'd find in a laptop, those were up against an NVIDIA RTX 2070 and a GTX 1050 Ti.
Okay, I'm already guessing the GPUs won this, but by how much? Be honest.
The GPUs were over 100 times faster. It wasn't even close.
100 times. That's insane. But, okay, real talk, what does that actually mean for me and my phone? I don't exactly could carry around a gaming rig.
Think of it this way. Remember those dropped calls? Gone. That buffering when you're trying to watch a video?
Yeah.
History?
Hold on, are you promising me a life with zero internet frustration?
Maybe not zero, but with less interference, faster processing, you're going to see a huge difference in speed and reliability.
Okay, sold. But there's got to be a downside. What's the catch? There's always a catch.
Well, one thing to consider is power consumption. GPUs are power-hungry beasts.
Ah, so my phone battery is still going to be drained by the end of the day.
Not necessarily. See, if your phone isn't constantly struggling to be heard, it actually saves battery life in the long run.
Oh, okay. So it's like more power in the towers, less drain on my phone. I can get behind that.
Precisely. Plus, think about all the money cell phone companies spend upgrading their equipment. This could mean fewer upgrades, which could mean...
Lower bills. Please tell me you're about to say lower bills.
It's definitely a possibility. Less frequent upgrades could lead to cost savings that trickle down to the consumer.
Music to my ears. But all this, it seems like a no-brainer. Why hasn't anyone done this before?
It's all about timing. The technology, the power of these GPUs, it's all been growing exponentially.
So it's like the right idea, but it took the tech a while to catch up.
Exactly. And it's perfect timing, really. We're moving towards 5G and beyond. More devices, more data.
More chaos.
Exactly. Being able to manage all that traffic efficiently is going to be critical.
Okay. So this all sounds amazing, but you mentioned challenges earlier. What could stand in the way of this becoming a reality?
Well, we already touched on power consumption. That's a big one. And then there's the programming side of things.
Right. Because it can't be as easy as plugging in a few graphics cards and calling it a day, right?
Yeah. Not quite. This research was very specific algorithms, specific hardware. Getting this to work seamlessly across different networks, different devices, that's a whole other challenge.
So a lot of potential, but a few hurdles to clear first. But it does make you wonder, if they can do this with cell phone networks, what else could we use this kind of parallel processing for?
That's what's so exciting. The possibilities are endless. Drug discovery, climate modeling, artificial intelligence.
Oh, hold on. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. This research was focused on 3G networks. But it does make you think. Most of us are on 4G or even 5G now. So if it works for 3G, what about the networks we actually use?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? But the core idea, it still holds up. You're managing a ton of signals, trying to process them as efficiently as possible.
And they were handling a lot of data at once, right? Like 36 half slots?
Yeah, 36. And that's key here. Networks are only getting faster, handling more and more. Being able to process huge chunks of data like that, in parallel, it's huge.
So it's not just about making things a little bit better. This is like a whole different way of thinking about the problem.
Exactly. It's not just about bigger, faster hardware anymore. It's about using what we have smarter.
So instead of building a bigger content hall, we're just like rearranging the speakers?
Something like that. And that shift in thinking, that's what's exciting. Who knows what other bottlenecks we can break through with this kind of approach?
Well, that's something to think about, right? So to our listeners, next time you're streaming a video or, you know, actually making a phone call.
Remember those days.
Right. Just remember, there's some pretty cool tech working behind the scenes. And who knows, maybe someday soon, those gaming GPUs will be powering even faster, smoother connections for all of us. Until then.
Stay curious.
And we'll catch you in the next deep dive.